Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday, we started a lesson called Clowns Without Borders. We learned that this organization is using laughter as a way to bring healing to those who have experienced any sort of tragedy. Well, today, we get to continue going through this lesson. And so, one of the things in particular that we will be discussing is, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll laugh, you'll cry. What does that mean? Well, friends, you're just going to have to wait and find out. So open up your magazines and let's begin. Come on.
Clowns Without Borders. You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's easy to imagine how the activities of CWB produce many emotional and encouraging stories. A clown who goes by the name of Banjo Max uses silly songs and lullabies to ease pain. He recalls a child in Africa's Lesotho laughing amid tears and cries as the bandages were removed from his burn wounds. Some stories take place not only in places of hurt, but also in places of great peril. A couple of American clowns intended to travel to Turkey for a tour in July 2016 before a coup occurred there.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 amid 这个介系词。Amid 在这里是指在某一个过程中或者是在某些事物中。例如 ,the fans cheered for their winning team amid tears and laughter. 粉丝们在眼泪跟笑声中为他们得胜的队伍欢呼。或者是 amid mounts of books, I finally found my cell phone. 在一堆堆的书堆中我终于找到了我的行动电话。或者是 the band's latest album was released amid high expectations.这个乐团在众所期待中发行了他们的最新专辑。接下来我们看的是 peril 这个名词。peril 是指重大的危机。例如 ,in spite of great financial peril, our company survived. 虽然我们公司曾有财务上重大的危机但是还是生存下来了。或者是 drivers need to be educated about the perils of using cell phones while driving.驾驶们需要被教育有关驾车使用手机的危险性，或者是 The journey through the desert was full of perils, but luckily all of us arrived home safe and sound. 穿越沙漠的旅途虽然充满了各种艰难，但是非常幸运的，我们都平安无事的回到家中。
Well, this is really fun, actually. It sounds like these guys are making a big difference.By making people laugh and by clowning around.
Yes, it definitely does sound like that. Well, you know, laughing is actually very powerful, as we already learned yesterday. And we're going to even see more ways that laughing can actually be very healing.
So, Rebecca.
Yes?
Now that we've begun to learn about clowns without borders, doesn't it make you want to be a clown?
That does make me laugh, actually.
Well, that was a serious question.
No, actually.
Huh?
I don't really want to be a clown.
Why not? Isn't it fun? You get to make people laugh. You get to put a silly nose on your face.
Yeah, and you get to put all that makeup on your face.
Yeah.
And the colorful hair.
Yeah.
And the red nose.
And learn juggling and different kinds of acrobatics.
And you know something, Gabe, though? I'm a little concerned because the title of our lesson, or not the title, but the section is called You'll Laugh, You'll Cry. Are the clowns going to make people cry, too?
Oh, no. I hope not.
See, I was a little concerned about that.
No, I think they're clowning around. They're trying to make people laugh. But maybe you laugh so much you cry. Or maybe even while you're laughing, sometimes you think about something that makes you sad and you cry. So you use this phrase, or you see this phrase, you'll laugh you'll cry when you know there's going to be a moving and entertaining performance.
Well, I think that on that note, we should actually get into our lesson. But friends, this is a question for you all. How would you enjoy being a clown? Before you answer that question, let's get started with our lesson and learn more about Clowns Without Borders.
We learn here, we see, it's easy to imagine how the activities of CWB, or Clowns Without Borders, produce many emotional and encouraging stories. And we read about a few stories here. A clown who goes by the name of Banjo Max uses silly songs and lullabies to ease pain. So these aren't just regular songs. They're actually quite funny songs. Now, I don't know if this guy's real name is Banjo Max, but he goes by the name of Banjo Max.
Well, then, if he goes by the name of Banjo Max, I get the feeling that's probably not his real name, but our lesson doesn't say that. Anyway, looking at this phrase, to go by the name of something, this just means that this is the name that people call you. So, for example, as an actress, Megan goes by the name of Catwoman. As an actress, however, her real name is Megan. Or you could also say Kendra goes by the name of Polly when she's writing books.
Okay, so she's using a fake name or a pseudonym. Sometimes actors change their names. They have a stage name. They go by the name of something else. My friend Raphael is an incredible drummer here in Taiwan, but most people don't know him by the name of Raphael. He goes by the name Xiaobai. So if you have Xiaobai as your teacher, well, now you can talk to him about his English name, Raphael.
But of course, in our lesson, we're talking about this clown who goes by the name of Banjo Max, and he uses silly songs and lullabies to ease pain.
So, he does this, and I think one thing that helps him when he's writing songs, he is thinking about things from his past, right? And of course, you can recall something when you think about something from your past. He says, or he recalls a child in Africa's Lesotho laughing amid tears and cries as the bandages were removed from his burn wounds. So this kid, I mean, if you're in the middle of pain, if you're experiencing pain, you're having your bandages removed, that is very painful. But you're watching a clown do some silly stuff and sing silly songs? Of course you're going to be laughing and crying at the same time.
So, that's probably why this section is called You'll Laugh, You'll Cry. It's not because the clowns will actually make you cry. They still make you laugh. Well, continuing on, we read, some stories take place not only in places of hurt, but also in places of great peril. Now, we see that word, peril, and there's actually a related word that we would like to talk about, and that is perilous.
A peril is a danger, right? So perilous is the adjective form of this verb. Maybe you're in a ship and there's a storm at sea. That is a perilous journey. It's a dangerous journey.
And we see in our lesson a couple of American clowns intended to travel to Turkey for a tour in July 2016 before a coup occurred there. We're going to have to find out what happens next, but right now, it's time for us to learn something new in the
Info Cloud. I have no idea.
Hello, friends. When someone asks you a question and you don't know the answer, how do you respond?
Well, the usual response is, I don't know, but there's another useful expression. I have no idea.
I have no idea is similar to I don't know, but I have no idea is more emphatic, meaning it's stronger sounding. So if you want to emphasize the fact that you don't know something, you can use I have no idea.
I had no idea that she was a thief.
Did you hear the tone of surprise in that sentence, friends? Okay, another thing to be aware of.
I have no idea can sound rude if you say it with a certain tone of voice. Hey, Ken, do you know what bus I can take to get to the train station?
I have no idea.
Now, that is not the same as just saying, I don't know. That sounded like he didn't want to be bothered with such a question.
So be sure to use it in the right situation and with the proper tone of voice.
One final difference. I have no idea is limited to talking about knowing facts, but not people. So we cannot say, I have no idea him. We can only say, I don't know him.
当人家问你问题，你如果要回答不知道，除了 I don't know， 你也可以说 I have no idea。这是一种加强语气的说法，就是我完全不知道，毫无概念。但是要注意的是 ，I have no idea 语气用错的话，会让人觉得你很没有礼貌，有可能是冒犯到人家。如果人家问你要搭哪一班公车去火车站，你回答 I have no idea， 就有点类似。谁晓得啊，你问我，我问谁。另外当 know 表示认识的时候，就不能跟 I have no idea 连用，例如 I don't know him， 我不认识他，就不能够说 I have no idea him， 这是讲不通的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次明天见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. How would you like to be a clown? How would you like to make people laugh? In the midst of tears, in the midst of them crying? Well, we are learning about Clowns Without Borders, and of course we've already learned about Banjo Max, and how this clown makes people laugh even while they are crying. Well, friends, we have more to learn, so let's continue with our next reading.
Clowns Without Borders. The Americans' trip was canceled, but the Turkish clowns that were to host them carried on with the project bravely. These stories can also show how CWB connects people in surprising ways. In Colombia, an armed police squad approached a children's performance to destroy the shanty town that the children were living in. The clowns were instructed to stay as witnesses and did. They comforted the families and maintained an air of humor while the police debated whether or not to completely destroy the town. Such stories show that a cheerful heart, as the proverb says, is indeed good medicine.
OK, 继续我们看 instruct 这个动词 ,in 这个字首有进入的意思 ,struct 这个字根是指建造，所以 instruct 进去建造意思就是指示、命令或者是吩咐。例如 ,an engineer instructed me how to reset my printer on my PC. 一位工程师指示我如何在电脑上重设印表机。如果它的字尾加上 ion, instruction 就是名词了。例如 ,I followed the policeman's instructions and left my office building. 我照着警方的指示离开了我办公的大楼。最后我们看的是 proverb, 这个名词。我们学过 verb 这个字根是指语言或文字，所以 proverb 就是指谚语或格言。例如 ，Our teacher always told us to remember the proverb, "The early bird catches the worm." 我们的老师总是要我们记住这个谚语，早起的鸟儿有虫吃。或者是 "My father wants me to read some proverbs, so I'll know how to be a better person." 我父亲要我念一些格言，这样我就能够知道如何成为一个更好的人。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, let's continue learning here about what happened with Clowns Without Borders. The Americans' trip was canceled, but the Turkish clowns that were to host them carried on with the project bravely. So, of course, earlier we learned that they had this project. They were going to Turkey when a coup occurred there. People were trying to maybe overthrow some kind of authority or government. And so the Americans had to cancel their trip. But the Turkish people, the locals, carried on with that project.
And I really like that phrase, to carry on with something. If you carry on with something, that means that you continue with something. For example, I need to leave for a few hours, but I do hope that you will carry on with the class. So this might be something a teacher might say to her assistant teacher. She needs to leave, but please carry on with the class.
Carry on with the class, carry on with the project. Please do carry on with your homework. Carry on with your conversation. I need to go right now, but carry on with your conversation. Well, should we carry on with our lesson?
Let's carry on with our lesson. We read, these stories can also show how CWB connects people in surprising ways. So, in Colombia, an armed police squad approached a children's performance to destroy the shanty town that the children were living in.
Wow.
This sounds terrible.
That's really mean.
Well, yes, I think it's more than mean. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Okay, so there's a lot we can learn from this story here. Okay, so CWB connects people in surprising ways. That means ways that we didn't think about, right? So these armed police, the squad, approached a children's performance. Now imagine there's a bunch of children performing, or there are clowns performing for children. That's a nice and fun time, and then all of a sudden police come in to interrupt. How would you feel, Rebecca?
How would I feel?
Yeah.
I think if I were the children,
uh-huh.
I would feel scared.
You'd feel scared?
Well, I mean, if the police came in to destroy the town.
I would feel scared, too, and I would think, okay, the show is over. I guess it's going to get serious from now on.
Well, yes, I think that most people would probably think that way.
Mm-hmm.
However, here in our lesson, we see the clowns were instructed to stay as witnesses and did. You know, I would think if I were a clown in that situation, my first thought was, I need to get out of here. I need to escape.
Yeah, that's the way it is for a lot of people. Foreigners visiting a country, if something terrible is happening in that country, then the first thing they do is they try to escape. They try to leave the country. But these clowns, without borders, were encouraged to be witnesses in this situation, to watch. They comforted the families and maintained an air of humor while the police debated whether or not to completely destroy the town. So imagine the police are over here talking about destroying everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear that conversation going on, but you're over here making people laugh and you have an air of humor.
Now, you just mentioned that word a couple of times. Air of humor, air of something. Now, typically when I think of the word air, I think of the air that we breathe. There's air all around us.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's kind of that idea, actually an air of something. That is a certain environment or atmosphere that you can create just by the certain way that you act. So these clowns have an air of humor because, after all, they're clowns. They're trying to make people laugh.
Well, I think that's actually wonderful that these clowns were able to create an air of humor in the midst of tragedy. Well, we see here, such stories show that a cheerful heart, as the proverb says, is indeed good medicine. And there's actually a phrase that we would like to teach you and discuss with you, and that is, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Haven't you heard that phrase before?
Well, yes, it's actually a proverb. A cheerful heart is good medicine. This reminds me of when my friend had her baby several years ago. The baby was born early, and they were really worried, not letting anybody touch this baby. But then my friend Lovely just came right into the hospital, picked up the baby in her arms with an air of humor and joy, And she made everyone else joyful around her, so nobody was worrying anymore. A cheerful heart is good medicine.
Well, thank you for sharing that story.
You're welcome. Now,
it's time for us to review with a review skit.
Hello, kids. We are clowns without borders.
Yay! Every year we make hundreds of thousands of kids laugh. Kids like you.
Yeah, so come along and laugh with us. It's a kind of compassionate comic relief.
We know that some of you have suffered through war, earthquakes, poverty, and other tragedies.
That's why we volunteer. We want to have interaction with you.
Acting, music, games, hooray! Our central focus is laughter.
And sometimes we educate too. Hygiene is important.
Yeah. This is the way we wash our hands, wash our hands, wash our hands.
We love playing silly songs. Ooh, and lullabies, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll do whatever we can to help ease your pain.
If you're in pain or peril, we want to help to make you laugh amid the tears.
We have many emotional and encouraging stories from our experiences.
Yeah, remember the little boy having his bandages removed from his burns?
Oh, yeah. Oh, remember the time our trip to Turkey was canceled?
Yes, the Turkish clowns just stepped in and carried on so bravely.
Yeah, Clowns Without Borders is a great organization, isn't it?
It sure is. We comfort others with laughter. Well, what are we waiting for?
Make them laugh. Make them laugh.
Come on, everybody.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh.
Friends, remember, a cheerful heart is good medicine.
And remember to join us next time, right here on Studio Classroom.